Right? By the way, just stam is like derech agav. Vehem yikchu es azov. What's that pasuk talking about? The Mishkan, right? Anyone bothered by Akasha that this is the source for forcing people to give tzedakah?
No, it's that you need two. It's that you need two people.
But I'm saying, what's the svara?
No, it's the authority over them. They're the ones that collect.
What's the svara?
No, the pasuk is just showing us there's two people, or more than one.
Yeah, I'm saying, but what did you do over here?
You collected.
You collected. Meaning, but they came with their nedivus halev.
But no,
so shouldn't that be a shver raya?
I think it's about the fact that you have two people who are on top of it.
I understand.
Right. Just because there's two people.
But not about the... Not about the
yeah,
no,
exactly.
But it's not...
There's two people walking on the street also.
No,
is that a right then?
It's talking about the people who collect and the community have to be two.
Yeah, I'm saying, but it's a bad riot because
but it's not talking about the
story
forcing
started
there.
When they came on their own.
No, and then you bring up the Maisa from Rebbe. The whole point is just to prove that two people are in charge of this, not about talking about the forcing.
How does that prove that Svara needs two people? That
yeah.
No, because we're talking about the two people who are in charge of collecting the money.
We don't know
right, for the community.
Yet, though.
We're talking about who collects the money for the community, and we're saying that it has to be more than one.
Once you know the Maskana,
then you're reading the Gemara backwards. Like, you're saying once you know that Svara means extracting, then it doesn't make sense to the initial rabbi. You don't know that that's what Svara is.
Fair point.
Look at the Rashash. Look at the Rashash. L'chayr azeu d'chziv gam kein ba'asiyah b'vayakel v'yikhu m'lfein Moshe es kol ha'torah v'im kein ma'isra reyusayhu kevin sh'lo lakhu rakes asher kfar hurum. This is already separated. V'ulay d'sfirele l'ashas d'al bigdei kuhuna d'chziv b'hai k'ro heim ba'atzim m'gavu es ha'truma b'nei Yisrael. Maybe it's not talking about the nivis ha'mishkan that they gave on their own. Maybe it talks about what they collected, which is the bigdei kuhuna. Ish Ladin on the marker. Whatever it is, there was something that was collected that's a riot to Sarar. Aber. The Gemara goes weiter. Misayel der Bechina der Aron Chida Maise u Minor Rebbe Shnei Achen ala Kupa Maise Ferusei der Aron Achen Ramer Vavura Vishem Emashkan ala Tztaka ba Afilu Beren Shabbos Ini Vavsin Bekadri al Kol Lachotzov that they're limited that these guys can't pressure Amar Vitzel Reshmol good, simple Gemara. So Rabbi said we learned, and yesterday we had a whole Gansa Mahalach, a Shas Sugya that's important for many different areas that we're going to learn. What is the Yisoid of Kfiyah Amitzvus, and how do you perform Kfiyah, and who could perform Kfiyah? When is it applicable, when not? So we presented a fundamental machlokes between the Ktzos and the Nesivos about the nature of who can carry out kfiya al ha-mitzvahs. And the problem is, Rabbi Zayt, that there seem to be gemaras that seem to be mashma in either direction, you know, supporting each daya, whether it's gemara Baba Kama Daf Chav Ches, about just the Stam Odin being able to beat up his slave for being over an Isser, or you have to say like the Ktzos that an Isser is different than a mitzvah. And we brought out a fundamental mahalach that perhaps there is a fundamental difference between the Ktzos and the Nesivos in understanding what Kfiyah al-Mitzvos is. Is it just an enforcer and something that's just, you know, able to be mechazik the mitzvahs? Or would it be a din einish, and therefore it might be limited to those that are qualified, like the Ktzos suggest, and therefore we make a chiluk between mitzvahs esse and mitzvahs leisas. The reason why, according to the Nesivos, you would have it by a leisas esse, even though you have malchus by a leisas esse, is because this is not doing the same thing as malchus. Malchus there is 39 malchus is b'taris einshin. Here, exactly the Yerushalmeach set up, it's a precursor. It's beforehand. It's an enforcer, so therefore it's a totally different zach, and it's doing something totally different, and therefore it could be run by anyone. It doesn't have to be qualified by a bezdin. However, Rabbi say at the end of the day, I left off of the kasha that lamaisa in support to the ktsais, which is really the taisus in Sanhedrin and the Rambam, is the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin asks and challenges Rav Yosef the hayya maase agittin that he would force the nesinas haget. And the Gemara asks, how are you able to do that? You're not qualified. Isn't that a raya brura that in order to perform kfiya, you have to be qualified, you have to be a certain stature, you have to be a certain level in order to perform kfiya. So how's the ktsais going to deal with, how's the nesivis going to deal with that gemara in Gid? So comes along the Yerushalmiach, Rabbi Yisai, and the Yerushalmiach says, a geshmak avar. Says the Yerushalmiach, one second. How does a divorce without the Ratzon HaBaal, divorce by force, how is that carried out? Haloi, a get has to be Beretzoinai. So Rabbi Yisai, the Oilum knows the famous Rambam, that the Rambam says, anyone know the Lashon of the Rambam?
Kofen
Oso Ad Sheyom HaRatzon. Kofen Oso Ad Sheyom HaRatzon. What does the Rambam explain? Does anyone know what the Rambam says?
He wants to get it.
I'm able to do that also. I just don't remember the lashon. Have anyone have the Rambam on them?
You beat the
Ratzon Hashem. So it's very telling. What does the Rambam say? Where's this Rambam? Anyone know?
Hechos gen.
Yeah. What?
Halacha
Beis. No. Where is the Rabbi say? Anyone know? So kimdumani, the Rambam's lashon is that when Bezdin force him and beat him up, so his Ratzon is to perform Ratzon HaBayre, like Dave's saying, but the way that's secured and the way that we can ensure that is if it's administered by who? By those that represent the Ratzon HaBayre, which is who? Which is the Bezdin. If any Joe Schmo now is going to carry out the kfiya, so then it's not going to connect to, ultimately, I want to do what's right. Ultimately, I want to do what the Ratzon HaBayre is. It has to be that the Rabbonim are coming and enforcing it, the Shluchim of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and telling you this is the right move, this is what really should be done. Memela, deep down, even though I give you a hard time, That's the machshava shabo. That's what the Olam quotes in the Yam Darkech of Shmuzim, and that's the. But there's a lumdis to it also. That it's not just that I want ultimately to do the Ratzon HaBayre. That when Bezdin is now demonstrating and they're enforcing, so then that's clear that that's what the Ratzon HaBayre is. And ultimately, the Pintal Yid ultimately wants to do what the Ratzon HaBayre is. And now, Al Pidin Midaraisa, this becomes a get Miritzainai that now is going to be halachically acceptable. Okay? Yeah. Yeah. Read it to me.
It's huge. I don't know.
Yeah. How do you have it?
I think it's it. I don't know.
It's very vague.
Searched it.
It's very vague. Halacha Chav.
Yeah, so there you go.
I don't have Halacha Chav.
Yeah, it's it.
Chav Beis. Oh, Perik Beis.
Right here.
Perik Beis Halacha Chav.
Towards the bottom. If it's a Bezdin Shal Yisrael, that's qualified, so that's going to be Megala this Ratzon. Okay.
That's why
so,
even a Goy could do it if he says, do what Bezdin's telling you, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm saying a guy doesn't need Ratzon HaBayre. A guy doesn't have Gerushin.
Oh,
a guy could be the one beating. Yeah, the Rambam said yes. But that's all under the auspices of Bezdin. So if it's under the auspices of Bezdin, so the Memela, that's really what Ritzoneinu Lasos Ritzoneicha, and that's ultimately my Ratzon. So Memela, Rabbi say, once you say like that Rambam, once you say that like that Lumdus, so then you don't have Kasha Nesivis. That's a Din Miyuchid forget. You need Ratzon HaBayre. You need a Bezdin. You need someone that can represent it, that can carry this out to create something that's specific to Nesinas HaGet, that it has to be Al Yidei Ratzon. You have a situation where a Baal gives a get, and you actually know that it's actually not it's not something that he wants or he was forced into it, then those kids could be mamzerim. You don't play games with this, Rabosei. A get puzzle or someone who's not megarish, Rabosei, you start running. You start running. You make sure if there was any, I'm saying this clearly, Rabosei, so that we don't have to have these conversations before I'm Masada Kedushin, which is the first conversation I have. You have to make sure that in the years ago that things were done by a kosher bezdin and by the right administers, that things were done halachically correct. Otherwise, you're dealing with serious problems ultimately with mamzerim. This is not something to get caught up in. Yeah.
I just want to confirm: is it a considered a mitzvah to even get?
If under certain conditions, then yes. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. It's a mitzvah under certain conditions. It's kind of like tzitzis. Michal Chinuch, I think, actually groups those two mitzvahs together.
So let me answer. Like, why is that not a way to answer the mitzvah? It's just that get is different because it's not necessarily always a mitzvah too.
What do you mean, Judah? What's the question of the nesivos?
There was like a riot against the nesivos.
Why? What's the riot against the nesivos?
Seemingly, you could force by giving a get. So why are we singling out get?
Seemingly, you could force by giving a get.
You could force somebody to do it. No.
No,
it's like singling out.
No, the kasha is that the Gemara says you need bezdin.
Oh, you need bezdin. Okay.
That's we know that you can have kfiya. Shiloh, what do you need for kfiya?
You need kfiya
now. Right. All right. Rabbi said, yeah.
I mean, so we're just saying to get out of that it's
get shiny.
Yeah.
Get shiny.
Is it similar to like the roev thing, like it's different?
Not for that reason. Saying, like, get is like, miyuchadika reason, so therefore don't apply that to the regular din of kfiyamis. Basically, Nesiva says that Gemara has no connection to anything we've been discussing today. And don't bring any rise to that. And the Ketzais is saying that they're all the same. Rabbi Yisai comes along Rabbi Chana, and he really makes things geshmak. He takes a Gemara that's mamish, an innocent Gemara, talking about Kfiel HaTzdaka, and says what? How many people do you need? How many people do you need? Chaver, why are you sleeping? How many people do you need?
Three, two.
How many people do you need according to our Gemara?
Two.
Rabbi Yisai, Dr. Bochanan, because he actually learned in yeshivas, and he learned the sugyas in Sanhedrin about what? The machlokes exercise in the yeshivas. So Rabbi Chanan has the ability to ask the shakasha, because he's not just learning halacha lemaisa, he's learning everything. And Dr. Bochanan, wait a second. Don't act so fast. Baba Basa Daf Chesam Abayis. Zotar Mochanan, he says, I can really bring a raya out of this Gemara to who? To the Nesivis. I can't read this Gemara according to the Ktsois. That's geschmack. You won't find this in the Sugyas in Sanhedrin, Rabbi Yisai. You won't find this in the regular Mekoiris on when you're trying to learn up the Machlokes, the Ktsois, and the Nesivis. You'll only find this if you learn like a mensch, like Rabbi Mochanan, of a Gemara, Baba Basra. And also, if you don't skip Tavches.
Can we repeat the question?
No. Okay. You repeat the question. How many people do you need in order to pull this off of a mashkin letztaka? Of kaifin al letztaka, Rabbi Yisai. What did the Gemara say? How many people?
Two.
What does two fall short of?
Three.
What is three? A beizdin. Okay, so what clearly do you not need in order to force Rava, in order to force, who is this name? Rav Nosson.
Isn't
to give a staka.
But one wouldn't work either.
Isn't Dine Momen is different? What do you mean?
Dine Momen says
own. Dine Momen says three dayan.
Yeah.
Is that a kasher, Rabbi Yisai? Shmak a kasher, Rabbi Chana.
You always answer for the toast like toast and stuff.
Oh. So let's see what you mean in a second. One sec.
But doesn't that not work for the Nesivos either?
Wait. Why does it not work for the Nesivos?
Because he says you need one.
Okay, fine. So over here, whatever, there's a Srara, so there's a... But clearly, I don't need a Bezdin. I don't mind if you tell me, you know what, it's not good for this person who's going to be around a lot of money and he's going to be on his own over here, so we have to have an extra security over here. But I know that I don't need a Bezdin.
These people are working under Bezdin. They're working for the community. They're just coming to the house to force to get the money.
So David's saying in Ukimta. David's saying in Kimta.
They're not just random Joe Schmoes on the street coming in money?
Maybe. So does he have to say, so you at least...
They work for the community.
So at least the Gemara should say that there should be a Beis Din involved. So you want to tell me? No, you want to tell me? Avada, there was a Beis Din there. When the guys are going out, they're two. They're allowed to be two.
You're not bringing the Rosh Yeshiva with you to collect the money.
These are halach lemaisa de gesvara.
No, it's a good shot.
Yeah. Oh, so that's what he was saying. He just ripped them off. Okay.
Wait, but didn't Rav Ochanan at the end say that these two guys are?
Yeah, exactly what David's saying. Exactly what David's saying. That's what Rav Ochanan answers.
Beautiful.
Chevra.
Rav Ochanan also learned a lot of myself.
Chevra. There's a much more geschmack answer, which the Chevra, the Chevra in the corner over here. Yeah, no.
Either answer.
Well, it could be very bad, but isn't
don't start like that.
Isn't like kfiya different than the actual collect, like the tzvara? It could be maybe.
So that's what you're saying the srar, but even the srar that only has to be two.
Yeah.
So where's the bezdin? Right. No, but where's the bezdin? It sounds like from the Gemara you don't need any bezdin involved. You want to tell me like Dave, so you have to assume that no, there was a bezdin involved. The Gemara just didn't decide to mention it. That's what that's what we have to say in order to save the ksois. Or not. That's what B'chanan says. Or not. Aboisai. I saw this Vardin of Shmuel Rozovsky, but then Julian showed me that Kalachar Yad, Moran Sara Toira, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zechet Tzadik, the Kodesh Levracha, says this in his Derech Amuna, in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim. And he's not saying this to answer our Kasha, but Reb Shmuel said the same exact word to answer this Kasha. Rabboisai, Toises had a Kasha. Toises had a kasha. The Gemara in Chulin tells us, Kol mitzvos esei shematim chsar ksuva betzida in bezdin shalmata muzhar nalei. If the mitzvah itself has the schar written in conjunction to it in the words of the Torah, so then bezdin does not have to be koyf for such a mitzvah, right? Frek toises a kasha rabbeisai. What's toises kasha? By the way, if you learn this toises, you learn, I think, three or four toisesim in Shas. Exact toises in Chulin, exact toises in Ksubas Daf Mem Tes, same exact toises on these sugi, because in Ksubas in the Midden and Afalpi, there are a lot of Tztaka sugis there also. The two places that the Gemara talks about Tztaka, Avasra and Ksubas. And Rabbi say, what? So what's toises Kasha? So what? You're forcing this guy. So how can you force if by Tztaka it says what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless you if you do this. So Taisus has a bam kasha. So we have to get to the other terutzim of Taisus, and we're going to have to spend more time on this answer of Taisus, because Rabbeisai, the lumdus is about to continue. So all the halach lemaisa people are not going to enjoy the next few shiurim, because there's going to be a lot of heavy lumdus coming in. But Rabbeisai, what does Taisus say? Zokta heiliger bin tam. Sorry, Zokta Heligari, Uluri Nira, and I'm skipping in Taisus. I know that I'm skipping in Taisus. Uluri Nira, that what? And what's the answer over here?
There's also an
that if you learn, if you actually listen to the Kriyas HaTorah that you read on Pesach, did you guys realize that you read that on Pesach? Parshas Re'eh. Parshas HaMoedim. It says something incredible. It says that what? Does anyone have a Chumash? I really should get a Chumash. Pass me a Chumash. Thank you. Tesvov Zion. When you will have someone who's destitute, meyachad achecha ba'achad sharecha baratzecha, sher Hashem lokecha noisin lach, noisin lach, that in one of the lands that Hashem gave you, lo sa'ametz es levavecha, lo sikpoitz es yadecha meyachicha evyoin. Don't lo sa'ametz harden one's heart. But like sick bites at yadecha, and don't clench your hands. Me'achicha avyon, from your brother who's destitute. What? Rather what? Ki pasayach es yadcha loy v'avitenu t'avitenu de machzero, asher yachzer lo, give him what he's missing. Yishamer lo chapen yedavarim lecha b'ilial, lemar karvash, I'm sorry. Next pasuk, Shmas HaSheva, lo sitin lo v'kar lecha Hashem avaya b'chit, nosayin titin loy v'lo yiro levecha b'sitcha lo, ki beglal adavar hazeh yivarecha Hashem alokech b'chom ha'aseh d'b'chom ha'ashlach yedecha. That's where it says Matan Tzcharek Subitziva. Okay, Pasuk Yud, and the Psukim start in Perek Tesvov, Pasuk Zion. Zion through Yud. So Seth Taisus, if you read the Psukim carefully, if you don't give tzedakah, if you don't give tzedakah, the Torah says you're over two loisases, not one loisase. Two loisases. Two loisases. Loisakboitz and loisa'amitz. Loisikboitz and loisa'amitz. Loisikboitz es yadcha, loisa'amitz es luvukach. Oh, so Mamela, what's Rabbi Natam saying? I don't get it. It's still matan schar ksuv tzida. How do you answer the kash?
You can force on the loisase.
So it's a new rule. Kol mitzvah shematzah tzcharek subutzida is not a mitzvah that what that has a lois assay with it.
No, you're not.
No, you're forcing him the same way you forced by your friend not to be to be bow the shivcha.
There is a punishment.
It's the same way with the eved with the shivcha. You beat him up. You're allowed to do this.
There is a
lois assay there for what?
Therefore, you can prevent them from doing it.
Why? Why is
you're
it
allowed to. You're always allowed to.
Why? Different? Why?
Because you're a DNA Arvis.
What? Because what? Which Gemara Rabbi say? Because what?
The Eved. The Eved with the
Shifa. Marba B'kamo. Good. Now you're talking. The Ketzais is not going to be bothered by this Gemara Rabbi say. There's no Raya from this Gemara Keneged the Ketzais. So Dr. Shmuel, the Ketzais is masking that there's a Din La'afrusha Me'isura when they're Isura. So Mamele, if he holds like that pshat and Tosfos, Dr. Shmuel, Minei Ubei, you have an answer in the sugya. Stoka is shiny because it's not what? It's not just for the essay, a punishment on the mitzvah's essay that I said, the whole DNA kfiyah that you need a bezdin and really you need mumchen and shlichu sayu like the Gemara in Gittin, Rav Yosef Oya Ma'aseh Gittin, over here what? No, it's a baba kamadik chofches. It's the Adom with the Shivcha, and there's Isurim over here, and it's Afrushim Isura. So this Rabbeinu Tam, the way I learned my whole life, this Rabbeinu Tam was what? Before I saw this from Shmuel, was like, no, the din of the Gemara and Chulin of Mitzvah's Essay, Shematan Scharik Subitsida, only applies when it's a Mitzvah's Essay. But if there are Lois Essays, so then there are different rules. That's not the Pshat. The Pshat is, there's two avenues over here. There's two goals over here. When I walk into this kviya situation, how do I zetzain? How do I analyze my kviya? Am I acting as bezdin? Am I punishing on the mitzvah's essay zoktik tois? Or no? Am I just doing a bava kama chavches la frusha meisura? Rabbeinu Tam is saying something according to this pshat of Reb Shmuel in the ktois to defend him from this gemara. He's saying a lumdish pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. It's not just stam that this also happens to be a lois hasid. That's the way I learned this my whole life. Dr. Shmuel knows a totally different upshot. It's a totally different upshot that now when you're forcing, you're not doing kfiya midin bezdin. You're doing stam lafrusha meisura. And the mele, that's going to be a mal yusa to defend the whole ktois achosh and shita from the Gemara, from Rabbi Chanan's Bam Kasha. Mayridik, Rabbi Yisai. Mayridik. So now Rabbi Yisai, we finish the sugya. We finish the sugya of kfiya and al mitzvus. And in terms of what's necessary, in terms of the global sugya, now Rabbi Yisai, we really have to bite and to grind our teeth on this thesis. What in the world is going on here? And is this serious? That every time I don't give tzedakah, like this morning, I passed by a bunch of aniyim, and I was in the sugya. I'm just like, I gotta give him something. I gotta give. Is there really a lois hase? Is there? Are we seriously talking about a lav? But I have a kasha for you. How much money do you have to give in order not to violate a lois hase? What do we basically quoted this many times? All your money, right? How much money do you have to give to be mekayem a mitzvah? So now, if a person asks me for tzedakah, according to Tosfos, if I have a lois aseh, maybe I should have to give all my money. Let me ask you another kasha, Rabbi, out of our sugya. Rav Lozner raises this kasha. Unbelievable kasha. I spoke about this right when the Ukraine war began. Okay? There are people that literally, based on my pledge, will be saved. Literally be saved. But let me ask you a different kasha. Rav Lozner presents the kasha like this. This person knocks on your door. He thinks that nice two cars. It looks like a nice house. Knocks on the door and he says, "Excuse me, I have a $300,000 surgery. I need a heart transplant. Otherwise, I'm going to die." Okay, so now I think, let me see if I have Chveis write a check for, I don't know, $50, $200, depending who you are. Why? What's the difference between this guy in this situation and drowning in the sea? Why aren't I right now violating a lav d'oraisa called leisamod adam reyecha? And you should have to empty out your bank account in order to save his life. I understand. Didn't you just tell me that the Rama says that you have to give up all your money for a lav? Rabbi Say doesn't add up. What's going on over here? Tzedaka leisa says, tzedaka leisamod adam reyecha. Why don't you have to give up all your money?
Halacha l'maise.
Okay, great. Slach Rabba. Get cracking.
Please fill out the forms. Right now we have 11 responses. Overwhelming support for Hilchos Shabbos.
I know that Hilchos is a firm, as you say,
I don't know what to tell you.
But to me, that.